Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, another domino, another hammer has fallen as another manager loses their job. I almost said loses their life. Loses their job. And this one is interesting because I feel it's a little to be expected, but a little premature, but also not his fault. And that would be Brandon Hyde was relieved of duties for Joe's Baltimore Orioles, who are just in an unbelievable, like, I'm not trying to pile on you, Joe. You know I'm very supportive of your O's. I would say the story of the season, the fact that the worst team in the American League is the Chicago White Sox, and very, very near them are the Baltimore Orioles.
Only one win difference between the two.
I will start by saying that this is, in my opinion, a little bit of a BS move. And by a little bit, I mean, I think it's kind of a lot of BS move in Major League Baseball. I think you can maybe look at the manager and say, okay, Adley's not having a great start. Gunnar was hurt, so he's taking time to ramp up. But did Brandon Hyde let Santander walk? Did Brandon Hyde not sign a starting pitcher? Did he get Grayson Rodriguez hurt? I think that's a little, there's always a fall guy. But in this case, I don't know if Brandon Hyde was doing such poor of a job that he deserved to be a fall guy this soon.
Well, I had a feeling with their regression last year, halfway through the season, followed by back-to-back winless playoff performances by them.
The playoff performances are glaring.
That and again, the way that the season ended last year, dude, was not good, and not in the playoff sense. They could not hit the last 2 to 3 months of the season. They were not a good baseball team,
and they can't hit these first two seasons.
No, and this is
2 months of the season.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago. What is the problem with this team? Is like it's a managerial problem, but it's also a player problem, and it's a front office problem. Like, Mike Elias, general manager of the Orioles, by getting rid of Brandon Hyde and openly admitting today, it was either today or the other day, that, yeah, I effed up in not getting the right starting pitching, and that our best pitcher is a 35-year-old rookie from Japan.
And our second best is a 43-year-old who's not having a good season.
And not even going to be on the roster here soon, I imagine.
Yeah.
Like, they brought Kyle Gibson up for like one or two starts, and then
it was
and then they already cut him.
Like, oh God, we've seen this before.
But I think you're right in the sense that I had a feeling this was going to happen at either the end of the season or a little bit later, maybe like at the beginning of July or All-Star break.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago. I thought All-Star break.
But this season, it was going in such a wrong direction so quickly that I feel like it was almost like a la the Nuggets getting rid of Malone, mm-hmm. like the Grizzlies getting rid of Jenkins. It's like, let's try and do something to get a shot in the arm to try and turn this around now versus waiting and waiting and things not changing and getting different eyes on the lineup, on the bullpen,
the old cliche of you can't win a World Series in May, but you can lose it unless you're the Nationals in 2019.
Yeah, well, and coincidentally, I think it's at this point in the season, the Orioles, they're 16 games below 500.
I mean, that's the question. Is this season gone?
Yes, because there's literally been, this was the stat, no team that was 16
this
games.
This bad.
This bad.
I mentioned those Nationals. They weren't this bad.
Ever. They never made the playoffs. A team with this many, that was below 500 this much at this point in the season. So, yeah, the season's gone. Like, they would have to have a monumental resurgence, and when you have the starting pitching that they do, that's not going to happen. And
there's not much out there.
No,
to go
but
get.
But here's the other problem is that Mike Elias loves his approach because it worked so well in Houston, that stockpile a bunch of young talent,
and he's done that.
And he's done that with the Orioles. The thing is, he's held on to them. Mm-hmm. There are so many young guys on this team that he could have gotten rid of a few of them, and he just didn't. And it was almost one of those, like, I know each one of these guys.
Are you talking about guys like Colton Cowser, like dudes like that? Like, what kind of guys are you
like
talking
Herstad,
about?
Herstad is something that comes into mind. I know that Kobe Mayo is in the AAA that is, you know, someone that they
highly sought after.
Samuel Basayo as well, even though I love him and he's just a huge bat, so I kind of don't want them to get rid of him.
I love Jordan Westberg. Don't give up on him, but I love him.
Westberg is who
Jordan
I was
Westberg,
thinking of,
but
not
he
Cowser.
Was a he was an All Star last year.
I think Cowher's on a 60-day right now, actually.
Yes, he is. And then you have some older talent where it's at Cedric Mullins and Ryan Mountcastle, where you felt like you couldn't get rid of them or didn't want to get rid of them.
Yeah,
I just feel like there's
Tyler O'Neill's been.
Well, that was an offseason signing, and actually, to Elias's credit, he spent the money, and that's not Hyde's fault. It's not Hyde's fault that Gary Sanchez is down. It's not Hyde's fault that Tyler O'Neill's hitting a .180 or whatever the hell he is.
No, and that's why I think that I just think they saw Hyde as not being able to turn this around, and that it was only going to get worse, and that he had run his course, and it was like, thanks for rolling through the bad years and turning it into good years. But based off of what we've seen the last two playoff performances last year and the beginning of this year, we've lost faith in you being able to manage this team. And now it's on Mike Elias, as he's recognized his mistakes, to try and do something different, because hopefully that is a sign of growth and change. And also him recognizing, like, now that I fired him, we got rid of him. That it is now my responsibility to turn this around.
There's no new scapegoat
and
now.
And I said it from the very beginning, and before the season even started, is that their starting pitching was not good enough.
No.
And then it doesn't help that Grayson.
Not just even in that division.
Well, and it doesn't help that Grayson Rodriguez went down with the injury. But again, it's like your offseason acquisitions pitching were Charlie Morton and Tomoyuki Sugano, which you're lucky hit, but you're wasting his efforts at this point.
And I don't think you can really blame him for not getting Corbin Burns. It felt like Arizona was going to do whatever it took to get him.
And you had a good season with Dean Kremer that you're banking that was going to happen again.
Did you see the quote from Sean Manaea?
Oh, yeah, that they didn't even
talk
to him.
Did Baltimore talk to you? He was like, no, absolutely not, which I thought was strange.
Yeah.
Which, like, you can read as a little arrogant, but also, like, there wasn't much out there outside of Max Fried and Corbin Burns.
Someone else made
everybody outside of that was quote unquote affordable. And that's kind of what I'm getting to. That's my biggest fear. My biggest concern with the direction that this is heading is that Elias stockpiled all this talent and he's worked to build a nucleus. And now you have new owners. And is this one of the classic, you know, is this what's going on in Phoenix in the NBA? Is this one of those things? Is this what's going on in Carolina in the NFL? Is this one of those things where you get owners that come in that have no idea what they're doing and step on their toes? You know, is this whatever the hell's going on in Dallas? Although everything seems to be okay now that, you know, they like the Duke kid. But that's what concerns me. Is this another case of new owners stepping into baseball and wrecking something that was, you know, maybe not processed the way we wanted it to be, but don't turn the process into like the Sixers process, which is what this could easily turn into. You know, if Gunnar Henderson blows out his knee next year, how different is Baltimore than the 76ers?
Well, I'll tell you this, is that I don't think it's a ownership problem usually.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. That's why I wanted to ask you.
Well, there's a source close to the front office that David Rubenstein has expressed willingness to spend, and that's usually how a new owner is. Like,
yeah, dude, that's what you want.
Like, I just spent $2 billion. Like, what's
let's send some more.
Let's do this.
But I'm worried that it's like they've had such a bad start that he's the one that's like, dude, it's Hyde. I didn't hire this guy. I don't know this dude. Get him out of here. Mostly because I think Hyde is going to get a job next year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I mean, it's not going to be a good job, but Pirates would love to have him. He's a great manager.
The Pirates are used to not scoring more than four runs. So,
But if it's not the Pirates or the Rockies, but somebody's going to get left out of the playoffs, okay? Or if it's not this year, let's say the Diamondbacks miss the playoffs this year and next year. Torey Lovullo, gone. In comes Brandon Hyde.
Well, this is what kills me, and this was a tweet.
A place
from
like that.
This was a tweet from Aaron Gleeman, who is a writer for The Athletic. He covers the Twins, but he had a tweet about the Orioles, and it sums it up, the frustration of this team and their unwillingness to spend. He says, Orioles went through a full-on rebuild, including 300 loss seasons, just to come out the other side and spend less on payroll than they did a decade ago. And that's the thing, is that when you get a good team, it's like, all right, you can either pull the Rays approach and just try and work the hell out of this franchise and the amount of money you can spend, being that you are Tampa Bay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you have this much young talent and you are a perennial AL East contender and you have the talent to acquire stars, whether it's via trade, but also a new owner who's willing to spend, like, then spend. And the fact that you didn't is just very frustrating as a fan.
And the holding on to talent is
another
little
frustrating thing. Like, I love all of our guys. I love our young nucleus. But at a point, too, it's just kind of like, dude, you could probably combo a few of these guys together with some, you know, whatever prospects that we're not even on our radar.
Oh, I think there's a lot of people in the 206 up north that would agree with you on that.
Yeah, I've been saying it for like almost a year now. I'm like, dude, we'll make a trade to the Mariners to take one of their arms.
Yeah, take Wu, Miller, Kirby.
We got some young talent. Yeah. We're willing to give you.
And you got bats, too, you know? Like, would you give up the big bat kid you said you got in the minors?
You got Kerstad. You can do
Samuel
Jordan
Basile. Would you give up Basile for Wu?
A lot of Mariners fans have mentioned Mayo as somebody that could be included in a deal like that.
You know, would you give up Kobe Mayo for Bryce Miller?
Maybe
not right now.
Well, with the starting
check
pitching,
that elbow.
With starting pitching the way it is for this team, it's just like our video guy Jake out there. He was asking me. What makes you more mad as a fan? A team that can't hit but can pitch really well, or a team that can't pitch but can hit really well?
Well, I don't know. I'm a Cleveland fan,
and I'm a Mariners fan. I would say pitching. I've had
since 2000. There's like six Cy Youngs in Cleveland,
and I was saying to him, like, it drives me nuts when great pitching performances are wasted.
It's really tough.
So I'd rather have a really good offense.
It costs guys Hall of Fame.
Yes, but so I'd rather
Felix
have,
never made the playoffs.
I'd
ever.
Really have a good hitting team and win 11-8 than lose 3-1. And so
I kind of like the 3-1 games.
But when you don't have either,
probably, yeah, probably more in the postseason, though.
And the starting pitching is as bad as it is. It makes you think, just like, dude, if we can't score, I might as well give us a chance with good starting pitching.
Yeah.
That, and that's what's frustrating.
I mean, it's how, like, you know, as a fan of my team, you know, not to circle back and shoehorn my squad in, but I'm going to do that right now. But we're in the ALCS, and we're a couple bozo plays away from potentially being in the World Series last year. And is our lineup the Yankees? No, God, no. But that pitching staff looked better than they did. And that went in the regular season on a Monday night in May, on a Thursday afternoon in August, it might not be sexy baseball to win 3-1. But in October, boy, that feels real nice because everyone you're playing's got a team.
Well, that has been the Orioles' problem when we get to postseason.
But you're not even getting that three right now.
But their first game starters, it does not strike fear in the opponent at all. I mean,
to your guys' point, though, there was really nobody outside of going to pay Corbin Burnes, get a freed. You want to pay Blake Snell a bunch of money? I mean, that was literally their only option.
None of them felt available.
And nobody wants to trade a Luis Castillo either. So what do you do as the Orioles?
You get Charlie Morton at the age of 58.
Oh, brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Or Justin Verlander. Does Nick Pavetta ruffle your skirt this offseason?
Nick Pavetta might have ruffled my skirt a little bit.
I bet you I could look up all starting pitching signings from free agency and come up with probably at least 10 guys
that
realistically could have gone after.
I'd have kicked the curb. I'd have kicked the tires on Jack Flaherty again. I'd have kicked the tires on Walker Buehler. I would have called Miami about Sandy, although he's having an awful year, but I would have asked.
Severino, maybe?
Severino, Sean Manaea, Clay Holmes. Yeah, I guess more and more you think about it, the more and more options there are. All right, this will be fascinating to keep an eye on, and let's see what the Orioles might now be the most fascinating team for the trade deadline, which is in 2 months.
Well,
but this might be one of the more fascinating teams to see what they do, because they got problems.
I don't know what the point is anymore.
Sell.
Joe's giving up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.